From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama held his first formal state dinner last night for the Prime Minister of India, Manmohan Singh. Under a giant tent on the White House South Lawn, the president publicly reassured India about its relationship with the U.S.
To the future that beckons all of us, let us answer its call and let our two great nations realize all the triumphs and achievements that await us.
The event was widely considered the hottest ticket in Washington since the inauguration in January. The 338-person guest list was not revealed until the last moment. It included celebrities, prominent Indian business figures, and Democratic fundraisers. The president says he's very confident that the American people will support his strategy in Afghanistan. He's expected to make a national address next week to outline his plans. He held what's been described as a final meeting before his announcement about Afghanistan with senior advisors on Monday night. Space Shuttle Atlantis astronauts have said their goodbyes to the International Space Station crew, and they're ready for undocking before long. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams reports.
After three spacewalks and the transfer of tons of parts and supplies, the shuttle and space station are ready to separate. Atlantis arrived at the space station with six astronauts, but is leaving with seven. Nicole Stott is returning home after 3 months on the space station. She says she's looking forward to a couple of things.
The two main things are seeing my young son and my husband, and I think just getting back out in the sunshine and just being back with family and friends, I think, is the main thing.
Atlantis is set to land in Florida on Friday. This is the fifth and final shuttle mission of the year. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
General Motors says a small Swedish maker of super expensive sports cars no longer wants to buy the Swedish Saab brand, which GM has owned for about 20 years. GM has never made a profit with Saab, which it had acquired in hopes of gaining a foothold in the worldwide market for European luxury cars. Michigan Radio's Vincent Duffy reports.
GM CEO Fritz Henderson says the Detroit automaker is disappointed in the decision by Koenigsegg Group not to buy Saab. He says GM will take the next several days to figure out what to do. The two companies had announced a tentative sales agreement last June, and it was on track to be finished by the end of the year. The decision casts serious doubt on the future of Saab. GM was trying to sell Saab as part of its restructuring effort that included shrinking its eight U.S. brands to four: Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. The automaker phased out the Pontiac brand and has failed in its attempts to sell the Saturn brand and its share of the Opel brand. A deal to sell the Hummer brand to a Chinese company is awaiting final government approval. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Stock prices were up in Asia today. This is NPR News. The death toll from a massacre in the Philippines 3 days ago is now 52. Six more bodies have been found, increasing the total. The dead include relatives of a gubernatorial candidate, supporters, lawyers, and an estimated 18 traveling journalists. Officials have not determined a motive, but they say it could be related to the upcoming election. The Washington Post is closing down its remaining national bureaus. As NPR's David Falkenflik reports, it is the latest in a series of cost-cutting measures taken by the newspaper.
All six Post reporters in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are being recalled. The move represents the clearest signal yet that the leading newspaper of the nation's capital is not a national newspaper. Executive editor Marcus Brauchle told staffers in a memo that the Post needed to focus on covering and serving the people of the greater Washington area. The Post had been the classic example of how strong local circulation could sustain the cost of ambitious coverage throughout the country and across the globe. But paid circulation and classified advertising revenues have fallen away rapidly at the Post, and the newspaper now loses money. The paper has kept a significant foreign presence, and Brauchle promised staffers that the Post would not hesitate to send reporters in the field to offer extensive coverage, wherever that might lead. David Falkenflik, NPR News.
The Catholic Diocese of Fairbanks, Alaska, has reached a tentative settlement of almost $10 million with representatives of almost 300 alleged victims of sex abuse by clergy. The agreement still needs to be made final. It was discussed yesterday in federal bankruptcy court. The Fairbanks Diocese filed for bankruptcy protection last year. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.